Welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, November 7th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of industry and manufacturing news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Ucore Rare Metals Inc., OTV-UURF, steps into spotlight as China tightens rare earth controls. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. steps into the spotlight as China tightens rare earth controls, with China now restricting exports of key rare earth elements and processing equipment. Ucore is ramping up U.S.-based capabilities to build an independent supply chain of rare earths using its patented RapidSX technology. This move comes as China's export restrictions cause a 31% decrease in rare earth exports. Ucore's efforts to secure feedstock and expand partnerships are crucial in the rare earth arena, where refining capacity is a bottleneck. By manufacturing in Louisiana and avoiding reliance on Chinese supply chains, Ucore is helping the U.S. and its allies reduce dependence on a single country for essential metals, creating resilience in critical minerals.
Platinum Group Metals Ltd., YSSE American, PLG, TSPTM, positions itself in platinum's next chapter. Platinum Group Metals Ltd. is strategically positioning itself in platinum's next chapter by securing access to one of the world's richest PGM regions. While platinum no longer commands a premium over gold, its role in manufacturing, clean energy technologies, and automotive applications remains strong. The company is actively developing the Waterberg Platinum and Palladium project in South Africa's Bushveld region to benefit from any potential revival of platinum demand. Historically, platinum traded above gold due to its rarity and unique industrial applications like catalytic converters and jewelry. Platinum Group Metals, NYSE American, PSXPTM is seizing the opportunity to capture the quiet potential in platinum's market prestige and industrial role.
Investor news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, NYSE American SVM, reports 23% revenue growth and strong cash flow in Q2 fiscal 2026. Listed on the TSX and NYSE American under the ticker symbol SVM, reported a 23% revenue growth in Q2 fiscal 2026, totaling $83.3 million. The increase was driven by sales of 1.66 million ounces of silver, 2,033 ounces of gold, 14.75 million pounds of lead, and 5.67 million pounds of zinc. Adjusted net income reached $22.6 million, or 1 cent per share, excluding non-cash and one-time items. Operating cash flow hit $39.2 million, with free cash flow at $11.4 million. The company ended the quarter with $382.3 million in cash and short-term investments. Notably, Silvercorp recently drew $43.9 million from its $175.5 million stream financing with Wheaton Precious Metals International Ltd. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
China considers capping the capacity of lead, copper, and zinc smelters. China is considering capping the capacity of lead, copper, and zinc smelters. As reports show, the country's processing capacity has exceeded its mine capacity. Data reveals a 12% increase in China's refined output between Q1 Q3, driven by smelter capacity expansion. As smelters in China look to boost earnings, exploration companies like Tor Metals Inc., TMET, are expected to uncover more opportunities. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Tor Metals Inc. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions for reaching target markets effectively.
Ranch Hand selects TriPoint Logistics Center for consolidated location for production and distribution. Ranch Hand, a subsidiary of LCI Industries, has selected TriPoint Logistics Center in Seguin, Texas for a new 400,000-square-foot build-to-suit lease. The facility, owned by Ackerman & Co. and Baltese, will allow Ranch Hand to double its manufacturing capacity by consolidating two existing plants. Expected to be completed in late 2026, the facility will produce truck accessories like grill guards and bumpers. Ackerman & Co. is excited about the project, as the city of Seguin provides an ideal location for manufacturing and distribution. The development covers one-third of the industrial park and has the potential to expand to 1 million square feet. Ackerman & Co. is known for its expertise in commercial real estate services in the Southeast, with a portfolio valued at $1 billion. UGI set to begin additional system upgrades next week in the city of Lancaster. UGI Utilities is set to begin a system upgrade project in Lancaster on Monday, November 10th. The natural gas main replacement project is part of UGI's commitment to provide safe and reliable service. The installation of the new natural gas main is expected to be completed by mid-January and will impact several streets in the area. Construction will take place Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., with lane and parking restrictions expected. Some interruptions to natural gas service may occur, requiring access to properties for inspection and equipment relighting. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date, with final paving and restoration to follow. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information is available at wdugi.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.